AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Baseball legend David Ortiz is out of danger, says his father, after being shot in a bar in the Dominican Republic.
Ortiz's father, Leo, says there isn't any collateral damage, meaning no damage to major organs, and says his son is now out of danger and will be around for, as he puts it, a long time. Leo Ortiz says he has no idea why someone would shoot his son. Investigators are trying to determine whether Ortiz was the intended target.
The suspect was captured by a crowd of people at the bar and beaten. David Ortiz helped to lead the Boston Red Sox to 3 World Series titles. Democrats say most of this was going to happen anyway, but President Trump is hailing what he calls great cooperation between Mexico and the USA. He's been pressuring Mexico to stem the flow of immigrants across the border. His threatened 5% tax on imports from Mexico has been averted for now with a new agreement between the nations. Mexico's ambassador says,
"We want to continue to work with the U.S. very closely on the different challenges that we have together. And one urgent one at this moment is immigration."
Ambassador Martha Barcena was on Face the Nation. Iran's foreign minister says the U.S., which launched an economic war against Tehran, cannot expect to stay safe. No details on exactly what was meant by that. O.J. Simpson says he's healthy and happy and living in Las Vegas. Simpson says neither he nor his children want to talk about what happened 25 years ago when his ex-wife, Nicole Brown Simpson, and her friend Ronald Goldman were killed. And Simpson quickly was transformed in the public mind from a revered Pro Football Hall of Fame hero to a murder suspect. He was acquitted at trial. He talked to us in a telephone interview. This is AP Radio News. The AP's Ben Thomas takes us to the movies.
Hey, Maxie, let's say we go for a walk.
Those who went seem to like it.
I gotta admit, this is nice.
But the audience numbers for The Secret Life of Pets 2 were less than half the original.
The vet? No! No,
let's
no,
go,
no,
buddy.
You tricked me!
Still, with more than $47 million in domestic ticket sales and $97 million worldwide, Universal executives are calling it a fantastic result. The big disappointment was the latest in the X-Men movies.
Bad things happen.
Dark Phoenix opened with a franchise low $33 million.
Genie, wishes, lamp.
Aladdin is third. I'm Ben Thomas.
In Iceland, crafters who make its hand-knitted loopy sweaters that sell for almost $200 each are getting annoyed by the appearance of sweaters made in China that sell for less from Icelandic wool. Rita Foley, AP Radio.